Blackstone Audio presents The Shiloh Renewal by Joan Leslie Woodruff. Chapter 1. I was 17 when I met the Banshee. It came at me on a wind from hell and swept me into a sea of decayed wars and souls too wounded to drift on. Chapter 2. If I'd had a stick, I would have hit the woman who pulled the curtain shut. I wanted it left open so I could see the clock. Without the clock face speaking time to me, how would I know I was still alive? I was cruising past angry, fresh out of a fuse, when a pudgy hand grasped the curtain and ripped it back. A nurse looked at the gurney my sister Penny lay on. She picked up my sister's arm and checked her pulse. "This one's dead," the nurse whispered. I tried to sit up, but the right side of my body wouldn't work, and my brain seemed to be twirling, burning in a sea of fire inside my head. I fell back, grabbed the rail of my sister's gurney with my left hand, and held it in a vice grip no one would break. "The head injury's still with us," she seemed surprised. A skinny nurse appeared at the first one's side. They stared at me. Skinny one said, "She's in shock. The dead one has to go to the basement, but the head injury won't let us move the stretcher. She'll be gone in a while, too. Can't understand how she can still be alive. Poor kids. Must have been one hell of an accident." I tightened my grip on the gurney, fixed them with swollen, scared eyes until they pulled the curtain shut. When they did, I couldn't see the clock.